With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A government shutdown delayed September jobs report has some good news for the economy. Correspondent Donna Warder.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added a solid 119,000 jobs in September, with the unemployment rate going up to 4.4% from 4.3% in August. The increase in payrolls is more than double the 50,000 economists had predicted. But a revised August report shows the economy lost 4,000 jobs for that month, instead of gaining 22,000 as originally reported. The Federal Reserve has been divided over whether to cut interest rates for a third time this year. They meet again next month. Donna Warder, Washington.
America saying goodbye to former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Former President George W. Bush described Cheney as funny and easygoing, a style his public image never caught up with. But he wasn't your standard-issue politician.
I arrived back at the conclusion that they do not come any better than Dick Cheney.
All of us who loved him so dearly say to him, good night, sweet dad.
Cheney and his daughter, Liz, a former congresswoman, were caught up in a feud with President Trump over the Capitol riot investigation.
Though he was inspired to service by President Kennedy, Dick Cheney became a Republican. But he knew that bonds of party must always yield to the single bond we share as Americans.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Oh, the FAA says just 776 of the nearly 20,000 air traffic controllers and technicians who had to work without pay during the shutdown will be receiving bonuses. The announcement Thursday means thousands without perfect attendance will not be getting that $10,000 bonus. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center presenting a new religious profile of America.
First, the big numbers. 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, 29% say they are non-religious, and everybody else falls into one of the smaller faith groups, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. When broken down by age, the survey finds that young adults 18 to 29 are about half as likely as other groups to be Christians. And the two younger cohorts, Gen Z and Millennials, are twice as likely to be non-religious as older Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida election officials have taken steps under pressure from activists to advance a proposed initiative to legalize recreational marijuana. The procedural vote comes after the campaign behind the issue, Smart and Safe Florida, filed a complaint with the Florida Supreme Court. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are up.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.26%. This is the third straight weekly increase after four straight declines. When mortgage rates rise, they reduce home buyers' purchasing power. Still, the average rate remains near its lowest level in more than a year. That recent trend helped drive existing U.S. home sales last month to their fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
A warning for parents, consumer groups urging mom and dad not to buy AI-powered toys during the Christmas season. These toys, marketed to kids as young as two, are often powered by AI models like OpenAI Chat's GPT, which have been shown to harm kids and even teenagers. Experts say the chatbots can foster obsessive use and, in some cases, unsafe behaviors. More details, srnnews.com.